This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Beauty and perfection have their place, like when it's a Bernini sculpture, but ugly is just fine if a fruit or vegetable still tastes great on the inside. And we throw out 52 million tons of food a year in America, and in an era where it's popular to subscribe to things that show up at our doorsteps in a box, some entrepreneurs are trying to find new life for ugly produce. From KERA North Texas, Rachel Osier-Lindley reports.
Think of the last time you shopped for food. Those sliding glass doors open, and you're greeted by orderly rows of apples, pears, leafy green lettuce.
There's a reason that the grocery store sets up the produce in the beginning, because it's beautiful, the colors and how it pops.
Tony Masco is VP of Midwest Operations at Imperfect Produce. He says the produce aisle is like a popular nightclub. Not everyone gets in.
We buy the stuff that doesn't make the cut.
Imperfect Produce has been around since 2015, appealing to customers by touting the environmental benefits of preventing food waste. Companies like Hungry Harvest and Misfits Market offer a similar service. Sign up, and you'll get a weekly box of funny-looking food on your doorstep. Imperfect Produce is currently in 19 metro areas and aiming for at least 30 by the end of the year. Masco hands me a massive carrot, I'd guess weighs 2 pounds.
And it doesn't have the beautiful Bugs Bunny green on the top, but guess what? When you cut it up, you could use this carrot for your whole party.
He showed me around the company's Dallas-Fort Worth warehouse a few days before Imperfect launched here. A small box with 7 to 9 pounds of food runs $11 to $13. A bigger one costs more. On offer for customers to choose from when I visit, husky leeks, slightly discolored bok choy, tiny heads of garlic, and more. Experts like Elizabeth Balkin are enthusiastic about these subscription box startups.
I'm the food waste director at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
But she says they're just a small part of the puzzle.
The bigger point is, it's great for people to do one thing. It's great, but if at the end of the day, 50% of that imperfect produce box ultimately goes into the bin, then what really have we accomplished?
To really solve the food waste problem, Balkin says consumers must change habits so we throw away less. ReFed, another nonprofit looking to reduce food waste, estimates businesses working with off-grade produce could find customers for some 266,000 tons of fruits and vegetables. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley for Marketplace.